Prayer, The Key to Testimony and the Restoration, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Follow the example of Joseph Smith and the pattern of the Restoration. Turn to the Scriptures, kneel in prayer, ask in faith, listen to the Holy Ghost. As church leaders, we are often asked, how do I receive a testimony of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ? Gaining a testimony and becoming converted begins with study and prayer, then living the gospel with patience and persistence, and inviting and waiting upon the Spirit. The life of Joseph Smith and the pattern of the Restoration are excellent examples of this process. As I share the events of the Restoration with you, look for the steps that lead to testimony. Great Confusion. Joseph Smith was born on December 23, 1805, in Sharon, Vermont, USA. He came into a family that prayed and studied the Bible. In his youth, he became interested in religion and discovered a great confusion over the doctrines of Christ, with priest contending against priest and convert against convert. This confusion began centuries earlier in what has been called the Great Apostasy. The day of Christ shall not come, said the Apostle Paul, except there come a falling away first. A few decades after Christ's resurrection, his apostles were killed, his teachings were corrupted, and the priesthood was taken from the earth. But Paul, seeing our day, prophesied that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, God would gather together in one all things in Christ. He would restore Christ's true church to the earth once more. Joseph finds an answer. Joseph, at the age of 14, found himself caught in a tumult of religious opinions. Often he asked himself, if any one of these churches be right, which is it, and how shall I know it? Joseph turned to the Bible for answers. If any of you lack wisdom, he read in the Epistle of James, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Following James' direction, Joseph went to a grove of trees near his home and prayed. As he called upon God, a pillar of light descended, brighter than the noonday sun, and two personages appeared. One of them spake, calling Joseph by name, and said, pointing to the other, this is my beloved son. Hear him. God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ conversed with Joseph. They answered his question. They taught him that the true church of Christ had been lost from the earth. Joseph learned that these members of the Godhead were separate and distinct beings. They knew him by name, and they were willing to answer his prayers. The heavens were opened, the night of apostasy was over, and the light of the gospel began to shine forth. Like Joseph, many of us find ourselves seeking the light of truth. Like Joseph, we must search the Scriptures, pray, be humble, and learn to exercise faith. Moroni and the Golden Plates. During the 3 years following his first vision, Joseph said he often felt discouraged because of his weaknesses and imperfections. But he did not lose faith or forget the power of prayer. On September 21, 1823, at the age of 17, Joseph knelt to ask for forgiveness of all his sins and to know his standing before God. As he prayed, a light appeared, increasing until the room was lighter than at noonday. In that light, there stood a personage dressed in a robe of exquisite whiteness. He called Joseph by name and introduced himself as Moroni. He said that God had a work for Joseph to do and told him of an ancient record written upon gold plates, which, when translated, became the Book of Mormon. The book contained a record of the fullness of the gospel. Joseph was directed to that record, buried, in the nearby hill, Cumorah. The next day, Joseph found the plates, but the time had not yet arrived to bring them forth. Moroni instructed Joseph to meet him there that same day each year for the next 4 years. Joseph obeyed. Each year he went to the hill where Moroni gave him instructions concerning the restoration of Christ's church. Joseph received the plates on September 22, 1827, at the age of 21. He also received an ancient instrument for translating them, called the Urim and Thummim. Using this sacred interpreter, along with the Holy Ghost, Joseph began the work of translation. The restoration unfolds. At the age of 23, Joseph was translating the plates when he and his scribe, Oliver Cowdery, came upon a passage about baptism for the remission of sins. They wanted to know more. Joseph knew what to do. On May 15, 1829, Joseph and Oliver went into the woods to inquire of the Lord. While they were praying, John the Baptist appeared in a cloud of light. He had baptized the Savior in life, and he held the priesthood keys necessary to perform that ordinance by the authority of God. John laid his hands on Joseph's head and then Oliver's, and conferred the Aaronic priesthood upon each of them. In late May or early June 1829, the Melchizedek, or higher priesthood, was conferred on Joseph and Oliver by the apostles Peter, James, and John. The translation of the Book of Mormon was also completed that June, and the book was published on March 26, 1830. Days later, on April 6th, the church was formally organized. As prophesied by Paul, the ancient Church of Christ was once again established on the earth. But the work of the restoration was not over. The Kirtland Temple, the first temple built in this dispensation, was dedicated on March 27, 1836. 1 week later, on April 3rd, a meeting was held there. Following a solemn and silent prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph and Oliver. Moses, Elias, and Elijah also appeared in the Kirtland Temple and gave priesthood keys to Joseph. A pattern for us to follow. Brothers and sisters, can we see the pattern? Every major event of the Restoration, the first vision, the appearance of Moroni and the coming forth of the Book of Mormon, the restoration of the priesthood, and the appearance of Jesus Christ in His holy temple was preceded by prayer. Many times I have felt the undeniable witness of the Spirit of God, like a fire burning in my heart, that the restored gospel is true. If you do not know these things for yourself, may I suggest accepting the invitation extended by Moroni in the Book of Mormon. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, He will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. Follow the example of Joseph Smith and the pattern of the restoration. Turn to the Scriptures. Kneel in prayer. Ask in faith. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I promise you, if ye will ask Heavenly Father in faith, believing that ye shall receive, with diligence in keeping the Lord's commandments, surely these things shall be made known unto you. From an October 2003 General Conference Address. End of the article, Prayer, the Key to Testimony and the Restoration, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Van Farnworth.